This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on the only frequency that makes sense. I go by the name of King Bash, your side chick's favorite DJ, with the winter stock himself, right? And man, on the last hour of the show, as you know, we are a music show, right? I have something exciting for you. Someone I bring and someone I brought into studio, man. Something exclusive, right? I'm so excited for this because this conversation is going to be lit, right? So do not even think of touching that dial. She's a top 12 contestant on Idols SA Season 18 in 2022. A musical genius, man, and someone you definitely need to have on your playlist if you haven't loaded her yet on your playlist, right? Adventure Family, do help me welcome the one, the only, Nandi Ndatani. How you doing, mommy?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Blessed and highly favored. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us on the show. Really do appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
So from Deep Kloof, from the Deep Kloof streets to Polokwane, is this your first time here?
I've been here before for some shows, but yeah, it's my first time here at Capricorn.
Okay.
So,
that is exciting. That is exciting, right? Now, I mean, I have this game that I want to play with you.
Sure.
We call this game This or That, right?
Okay, cool.
So basically, I give you two options. You just pick one. Nothing hectic. I won't ask you about your bank accounts and your exes and weird stuff like that. I won't do that to
no
you.
No problem.
Right? So winter or summer?
Winter.
TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok. Any day.
Heels or sneakers?
Heels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Text or phone calls?
Phone calls.
Being in studio or performing live?
Performing live.
Now, this is my favorite one. Single or taken?
I thought we were all going there. Taken.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. All right. So now that is... That is out of the way. I need to find out, man. You know, for someone that is hearing you for the very, very first time, how would you describe yourself? I know a lot of people find this question so difficult
Tricky.
And complicated, but
yeah.
How would you describe yourself? Who is Nandi?
You know, Nandi is a girl
from
Deep Kloof. I grew up in Soweto.
Okay.
Born in Eastern Cape and raised in Soweto. Raised by my grandmother. A very amazing lady, hard worker. I also have an interesting side of having a crazy character type of dad, you know.
Okay.
Legendary Shaluza Max. Nandi's a mother of a beautiful 5-year-old. Nandi give vibe, you know.
Okay.
Nandi's a chill person.
All right.
When I'm around, you feel like, hey, that
like,
girl.
Now that we got that out the way, man, I mean, let's talk a bit about the music, right? When did you discover your love for music?
You know, growing up, I would love to sing from a very, very young age, you know. So whenever I sing, people would always give me attention. So I was like, okay. And then I just, whenever I joined choirs and everything, I knew like from when I was young that this is something I'm really good at. And then where it actually made it the point where, yeah, no, this is my life. I got a job to work at Market Theatre when I was only 12 years old.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, okay, this is my thing. And then then when I was 19, I got a job to work with Mbongeni Ngema. Then the journey continued to where I am today.
All right. Now, speaking of your dad, I mean, that's a legend, right? Mm-hmm. Legendary musician. He has seen the ins and outs, you know, of the industry, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But now, looking at it and looking at his daughter wanting to, you know, pursue within the entertainment industry, how did he take that? Was he comfortable enough to say, baby girl, let's go?
You know, now that he's passed on, I was lucky enough to have this conversation with him when I was younger. So he's always been supportive of that because he was proud, like, he used to brag about it, like, you know, out of all my daughters, this is the one that can sing, you know? So he's always been proud. He's always, like, wanted to support me. I think if he was still alive, he would have... Oh, shame, we would have made such a history, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just continuing the legacy, he's always supported my vision from young.
Now, in your pursuit of this music career, right, I mean, you've done a lot, from idols to features. So looking at that young girl, young upcoming artist, and I'm focusing on the girl child, I don't know why, but looking at that young girl, what advice would you give to that young upcoming artist?
You know, the music game is mentally challenging, physically challenging. It drives you nuts. At some point, you're like, oh my God, like, what's happening? But I would just say, you know what, for me, what worked for me was believing in myself and trusting myself, even if, like, people would come and be like, but are you sure you wanna, like, this is what I'm doing. So just believe in yourself. Work hard, you know. Now the world is even easy. There's TikTok, there's social media that connects the whole of the world. So post yourself on TikTok. Just take your talent out there. Like, showcase your talent. Show off with your talent, you know. But the most important thing, pray, be consistent. Work hard. Like, work hard. And
so, speaking of which, I mean, you mentioned something like this industry, and it will drive you crazy, right? But now, when you get into that moment, and I mean, it should happen with everyone, that there's that bit of doubt that sometimes creeps in. I mean, things get challenging. Sometimes things that you drop, they don't pop as much as you feel like they should have. What is it that keeps you drawn back to say, you know what, I got this and I'm going to keep going?
You know, music is such a spiritual, it's a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
It's very spiritual, it's a universal language. So this life that we chose, it chose us. Like, music chose me, and the passion drives me to keep on trying and trying and trying and staying positive, you know. Staying positive in prayer. Prayer helps. When you feel like crying, when it's hard, cry, man. Cry it out. Cry it out, just tinti and get up again. Cause this is it's a game.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I'm still hanging out with Nandine Datani. I need to find out from you, right? I mean, in terms of the music. The creative process, you know, how does that work for you? Like, do you have to hear maybe a beat first for you to, like, now get into the mood so that you can start writing? How does it work for you?
It depends. Like, you know, when you write a song, it comes in different ways. Sometimes I can dream about a song, then I wake up and then I have to hum whatever melody that I hit that I dreamt about. Sometimes I need to hear the beats. I think the beats, when I connect to the beats, then I can write on it. And then,
But you feel like that is what inspires your writing? What do you think actually inspires the writing?
I think life inspires my writing. I think, like, I've been singing, you know, for some time. So, and we are people, like, we're living life, you know, at the end. Sometimes we're happy, sometimes So I feel like when I write my music, I write it very, you know, for however that I'm feeling, but also hoping that somebody else out there is relating to my story. And I mean, like, see, I relate to nice people. Maui heartbreak, how many people are going through heartbreak? Maui tando, Maui impilo, Maui nini, you know, so.
All right. Now, I mean, you're one person that has worked with a number of producers. Now, how do you always make sure, you know, that, you know, your vision and their vision actually aligns?
Like, vision in terms of the song, making a song. I mean, I guess when you in studio, energy, let me just put it like that. Energy will tell you if you align with a person or not. So,
now, you've also worked, I mean, with the likes of, you know, Moscow, the likes of Stokey, you know, just to name a few. Is it easy, or is it, how difficult or easy is it for you to actually secure these features?
I think at first, when I was starting
yeah.
in the game, it was a bit hard because I didn't know anybody. But the more you do events, the more you make songs, the more you go to camps, the more you do, like, the more you out there, the more you meet people, and then, you know, you socialize. Hey, yeah. let's hop into studio, or mutual friends. Maybe this one knows this one, and then I end up I just end up at the right time, at the right place at the right time.
No. Yeah, no. Blessed.
And my team as well. Yeah, my team also helps with that. No, my manager. Stiff.
Yeah.
My whole team, man, like, they're working hard.
That is so proper, man. But yeah. now, are there any producers that you're actually gunning for to say, one day I want to work with this one?
Yeah, they are. I'd love to work with Kelpie Vibes from Nigeria.
Wow, okay.
Man, there's so many dope people.
Now, let me not put you on the spot. Let me not put you on the spot.
But there's so many. Sam Deep, you know, yeah. one day I hope to try that sound of his.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a producer. There's so many of them. But a lot of them. Yeah.
Now, let's speak about this brand new offering of yours called Amateki. Right? Mm-hmm. Beautiful song. Congratulations on that one.
Thank you.
Now, let's speak on about the inspiration behind the song. What mm-hmm. inspired the song?
You know, when I was growing up, there was this song that we used to play with. It was saying, "Aya pam pam makunye stofena zoting." So it's a Soweto kid game that, you know.
Okay.
So when I heard that beat, when Harry came played that beat for me, I'm like, this beat is making me so happy. It's just bringing back that memory of this song.
Yeah.
And then then I put that idea there. And also, you know, Amateki is about swag. It's about Gassi culture. It sounds like a Gassi anthem in a way, because when you hear it,
yeah.
you know, it was Lawi's work on it. It's probably banging.
Yeah.
You understand? So, yeah, man, childhood inspiration and just talking about Teki culture, but making it in a fun way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think I need to now call you out a bit and find out, you know, not really call you out. I feel like that's a bit rough. But you've been dropping, you know, dope singles, you mm-hmm. know, no EP nyana, no album. Why is that? Why are you giving us I'm a one night? Never mind. Let me not take it there. But yeah, why are you giving us that?
No, I just feel like it's still kind of premature for now.
Okay.
I feel like I need to, there's still more, man, that I have to work on. Yeah, I understand. But okay. I'm definitely gonna take out an EP, not album, maybe after, like. But I'll be dropping EPs. But for now, I'm working on singles.
Okay.
And also, Pella, I just started this new sound. I'm experimenting with sound, so I just want to play around with the sound and see where it takes me.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm enjoying it. I'm loving the Botswana vibe and the Limpopo vibe. It's interesting.
Yeah.
So mixing that with the Soweto vibe, it's like, it's really cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, man.
All right, now let's speak of 2026. You know, we're already in the fifth month. Mm-hmm. What does it have in store for you? What are you looking forward to doing?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's any features that are in the pipeline that you know of, that you're like, no, I need to, we're about to work with this person. Whatever mm-hmm. it is, 2026.
So I'm currently working with Hurricane. We work closely with Hurricane. I think there's a song that's gonna drop soon with Master KG and Hurricane.
Ooh.
Also, there's these guys that I'm working with. They're called Africa Unite. They're really dope. And I'm also venturing into Afropop. So they like killing it, like, wow. with that sound for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. At this point,
so besides that, what brings you to the province? Besides you being with us, what's mm-hmm. happening?
So I have a gig later on in
Weegetlong Lodge.
Yeah, Weegetlong Lodge. Yes.
I had to. I I had to.
I was thinking I was Getlong Lounge. I just hope like people from around the area to pull up. I'll be there. Mategu will be live and other exclusives and Malunde will be there. It's gonna be a vibe, so please do pull up. Liteng.
Hey. Okay. So before we wrap up, man, is there anything you'd like to say to your fans that are tuned in right now?
I just want to say thank you to everyone that has been supporting me on this journey of mine on the Likompo Vibes. I really appreciate, honestly, everybody that has been supporting me and giving me confidence in this thing that I get. So to everyone that did the challenges, that's still doing the challenges, to everyone that's supporting the new single on TikTok as well, shout out to everyone. Thank you.
Big shout
love
out.
Y'all.
Where can people get in touch with you on the socials? Bookings, maybe?
On social media, on Instagram, I'm official Nandi Ndatane. On TikTok, Nandi Ndatane. Nandi Ndatane everywhere. Ndathane Ndatane. And then for bookings, you can get me through Concrete Jungle page. And I think it's on my bio.
Yeah, they'll see. All right. Big shout out to you, Nandi. Thank you so much for
coming through.
All the best in your future endeavors. See you soon.
Definitely.
Especially when you give us that EP. Maybe you want to come tell us.
It's coming.
You know what I mean? But nonetheless, a big shout out to you. We're wrapping up Nandi right now.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.